A Portuguese diplomat who was shunned and punished by his government has now been given the highest honour by his government. His tomb has been placed in the country's national pantheon. Aristides de Sousa Mendes was the Portuguese consul in the city of Bordeaux in western France during the Second World War. He defied his superiors and handed out visas to Jews who'd fled from elsewhere in Nazi-occupied Europe. Thousands were saved, but after the war, the dictatorship which ruled Portugal sanctioned him for his disobedience. He died in 1954. I've been speaking to the granddaughter of one of the many Jews he saved from the Holocaust. She's Olivia Mattis, president of the Sousa Mendes Foundation in New York.
My family left Brussels. They caught the last train to Paris. All the subsequent trains were bombed. They found themselves in Bordeaux. It just so happens that my grandfather met a rabbi on the streets of Bordeaux named Rabbi Kruger, who told him, go to the Portuguese consulate. They're giving out visas. Rabbi Kruger was the man who explained to Sousa Mendes about the plight of the Jewish refugees and how they were truly in danger for their lives. Sousa Mendes was a generous man, a compassionate man, someone who really wanted to help, and he came to the decision that he would help Rabbi Kruger and his family. Rabbi Kruger refused the visa unless Sousa Mendes would help all of these desperate refugees seeking a safe haven for their lives. And so that's when Sousa Mendes retreated to his study, he prayed, and he came to the decision that there was one moral way to go. He was faced with the necessity to defy his government in order to let all these people live.
And Sousa Mendes, after the war, was honored by Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. But what was his fate in Portugal?
Sousa Mendes died in 1954, a poor and forgotten man. He had been punished by his government. They stripped him of his position and of any possibility of earning a living. Sousa Mendes and his family began, within a couple of years, taking their meals at the soup kitchen in Lisbon. So he died a forgotten man, but his family took up the cause. And his children, he had 15 children, this man. And they started persuading anyone they could to posthumously honor their father. And it was Sousa Mendes' daughter, Joanna, who appealed to the government of Israel to recognize her father. His story wasn't known, really, until Joanna brought this story to the world, and Yad Vashem in Israel, which is the Holocaust Authority, investigated the story, found it to be true, and named Aristide de Sousa Mendes righteous among the nations.
The fact that he's being honored today in Lisbon, what does that mean to you?
Sousa Mendes was a Portuguese patriot. He loved his country. He did not betray his country. His country betrayed him. And now with today's event, this is really the icing on the cake. This was really the right thing for Portugal to do.
Olivia Mattis, president of the Sousa Mendes Foundation, on the Portuguese diplomat Aristides de Sousa Mendes finally being honoured almost 70 years after he died. From all of us on News App, thanks very much for listening.